This might be a bit past you, Marta. I'm not sure if you've... Well, you would have heard of it, but you probably haven't watched it yet. Bluey,
the kids'
cartoon. It's a local
Brisbane... It's brilliant. It only goes for 4 or 5 minutes.
Local Brisbane animation. It's set in the scenes of Brisbane. You'll see Brisbane in the background. Young dad called Joe here in Brizzy. Brizzy dad created it.
They
and
live
it's
in
incredible.
A Queenslander house. It's
in
wonderful.
Paddington. They've done well for themselves. Good view.
They've let that one go, though. They did have an Airbnb there for a month.
The Airbnb
or so.
Was actually the Bluey house.
Yeah.
And, of course, the characters Bandit, Chili, Bingo and Bluey.
Can I say this is probably the most famous thing in the world about Brisbane at the moment.
Blue and red cattle dog heelers and very cute show. It's got great, funny adult innuendo as well. And it's really relatable because it's what's going on in their household is very similar to what's going on in most households across Australia. But, of course, in true American style, the Americans have picked up and run with it because Bluey, a very big, large, inflatable Bluey, is going to be featuring in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And so Bluey will be blown up as part of the parade and wandered on down the streets of New York. And it's become very famous, Bluey, worldwide.
It's incredible.
Kids everywhere have just become absolutely, I want to say, enamoured with it.
Besotted.
Just love it.
It's taxpayer funded. Are we producers? We should get some money, shouldn't we?
It's from the ABC. They're making money out of it these days, the producers.
You and I are producers, technically. I want some cash.
Well, a really interesting thing about Bluey is not just Americans have come on board. The Australians, obviously, have always been on board. Yeah. But they've headed over. The Aussies, the people that play Bandit and Chili, the voices of the characters, have headed over to the States because Jimmy Fallon, big fan of the show.
Well, Bluey's one of the, I think, one of the most, it's the best show on TV right now, Bluey. I mean, it's so funny. It's clever. It's game changing. I think I love it so much. I've seen more of you guys and heard more of your voices than I've heard my own voice in my household.
Who's he talking about there?
So he is talking to two of the actors.
Not the Bluey voice, is it?
That play Bandit and Chili, which is the mum and the dad.
Hold on, Dave McCormick from Custard.
Yes, him.
Do you know Custard used to be a great band?
I didn't know that, but I just found out that yesterday, Marto. But yeah, he was over there, and then the woman that plays Chili, the mother, she was over there as well.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon said, "How did you get into this?"
I was walking out of a lift, and someone I knew was walking into the lift, and they said, "I know someone who's making a show about a cartoon dog family. Maybe you'd want to be the dad voice." And I was like, "I can't act. I can't do that." And he said, "Can you read?" I said, "Well, I can read a bit."
Wow. Is that how it happened?
That's how it happened.
Wow. Custard. That's incredible.
Custard became Bandit.
That's extraordinary. Great song, by the way.
That's a really good song. They were a great pub band, Custard.
And you say extraordinary, Marto, but you know what I find to be
the
most extraordinary thing?
What's that?
I don't know her name.
No, that's all right.
She's an actress, Melanie Zanetti.
So she was a proper actress?
Yeah.
And she just does the voice. That's extraordinary.
What a great gig.
Did they get paid, mate?
Hang on, that's what we do.
Our
voices are crap, though.
Yeah, Melanie Zanetti. She plays, she's the voice of Chili Healer, who is the unflappable mum to pups, Bluey and Bingo.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, they didn't meet your mate, Dave McCormick, and Melanie Zanetti. They didn't meet until backstage at Jimmy Fallon.
You were telling me backstage you just met each other.
Really? 2 days ago?
2 days ago. The first time.
But so, I'm sorry, how?
So we record separately.
Yeah.
We live in different cities and I travel a lot for work.
Yeah.
So this was the first time.
How cool is that?
It was wild.
She's the unflappable mother to Bluey and Bingo.
English? Or it's half-half, isn't it? She's got a bastard accent.
Yeah,
she
sounds Aussie, though.
She sounds like a funny pom voice. I reckon she's a pom who's moved here and has been Australianified.
So they just send them the words and say,
record it separately, and then they voice track it and send it back.
They're getting more clever by the second.
That was incredible. But anyway, Bluey, blowing up all over the world. Mm. Keep an eye out for it. Remember, they had that incredible Origin series. And Ray Warren,
he voiced
in the commentary. He was in it. It's getting big. I mean, who knows? You know, Marto, you might have Brisbane 21 years. You might finally, after all of the accolades that you have under your belt being Brisbane's guy for 21 years, we might get Marto to voice something. Mm. He could be one of the little kids that has the lisp on there.
Could you imagine Uncle Marto comes to Christmas?
Because I am the Rum Lord. What an example.